I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Switzerland, Peru, and the Netherlands have joined the growing list of countries reporting cases of swine flu, or rather influenza A, H1N1. The World Health Organization today began using that formal name for the virus after pork producers and others complained that the term swine flu is misleading. Experts say you cannot catch the virus from eating pork. And although the infection may have originated in pigs, it is now effectively a human virus. Well, whatever you call the virus, it appears it may have infected a member of the Obama administration. Today, White House spokesman Robert Gibbs said the man is a staffer for Energy Secretary Stephen Chu. The staffer visited Mexico in advance of the president's trip there earlier this month. He fell ill 2 weeks ago, and then three members of the man's family became sick. All of them are suspected to have suffered from the H1N1 virus, and Gibbs said that all of them have recovered. The Mexican government, meanwhile, is taking new steps to keep the virus from spreading. President Felipe Calderón has ordered non-essential businesses and government offices to close tomorrow and to stay closed for 5 days. This is in addition to the previous closing of schools, restaurants, and movie theaters. Still, one type of business remains open and in demand. The World's Lorne Matalon spent time with a doctor at a Mexico City hospital.
These are hectic days at Mexico City's Children's Hospital. Endless lines of parents, many visibly fearful, bring their sick children for triage. Health professionals are on the lookout for swine flu.
This is the room where the samples are being taken.
Among the doctors is a cherubic 35-year-old named Luis Romano. He's an infectious disease specialist.
If it's an H1N1, then it can be further processed to see if swine flu, or if it's seasonal flu.
In the last week, Romano has sent dozens of swab cultures and blood samples to labs in Mexico, the U.S., and Canada. Romano enters an examination room and asks a 12-year-old girl, "How are you feeling?"
¿Cómo te has sentido? ¿Por qué vienes a consulta?
The patient lists her symptoms.
Porque tengo mucho dolor de garganta, me da mucha comezón en mis ojos.
Sore throat, itchy eyes, body aches, constant fatigue, no appetite. And she says her brother's been hospitalized with influenza type A. Type A can describe both human and animal strains, and both manifest similar symptoms. Her brother's strain has not yet been analyzed, but he's very ill.
Respira profundo.
Romano checks the patient. He says he'll send throat cultures for analysis.
Just to make sure that she doesn't have any kind of flu virus, especially because of her prior contact with an infected patient, that brother.
Romano says 15 patients treated at this hospital are exhibiting symptoms that might prove to be swine flu. Romano protects himself by doing what he advises his patients to do. He washes his hands frequently and wears a surgical mask. The mask, he says, can keep you from touching your hands to your eyes or mouth, which is one way the virus can enter the body. Romano says he's tired from the long hours. The days are blurring into one another. But from a professional point of view, he finds the outbreak fascinating.
The world is learning from us, actually, so it's a big opportunity for us also to be part of this global community and to try to control this outbreak.
He says there are still many unanswered questions. Among them, why have so many died in Mexico while the disease appears far less deadly elsewhere? The mysteries surrounding this virus trouble him.
We have, in the last 100 years, do a lot of technical progress and advances. But then, out of nowhere, there comes a new virus. And in the 21st century, it's causing all this crisis.
But he believes the crisis will soon be under control. At least he feels more confident than he did a week ago. For The World, I'm Lorne Matalon in Mexico City.